Welcome to The Soul Seat with psychic visionary Devi Kaur, where you'll learn how to awaken your soul and receive psychic answers and spiritual solutions. Devi has accrued 28 years of experience in the field of assisting many to release unwanted energy, develop their spiritual gifts, and heal from spiritual and emotional trauma. Whatever you're going through, Devi's here to help you find your way forward. Call in, ask questions about all areas of life, and discover your life and soul's purpose.
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in today to The Soul Seat. Today, we're going to be talking about the purpose of the soul. And for those of you who are listening to the show, if you'd like to call in after the show at 815-893-4097, you will be receiving a complimentary 30-minute soul reading, and where we will be picking up on your soul's purpose, destiny for this lifetime. So in that reading, we're going to talk about what is your soul's destiny and purpose. You can ask any type of questions you want about your soul, about your present, about your future. And for those of you who are listening to this, if you have questions that you want to ask on the air, you would just like to call in and share your experience, feel free to do so at 319-527-2638. We would so love to hear from you. So today we're going to be talking about, as I said, the purpose of the soul. And you know, so many people have asked, what is the soul? How does the soul work? Is the soul the same as the heart? Is the soul and spirit the same? Are there different functions? And according to different beliefs and teachings and systems, there's so many explanations. But if you were really to take it and break it down simply, what it comes down to, is that every life has a purpose. And like all of us, your soul has a destiny and a plan for this lifetime. So before you were born, your soul created a life plan, kind of an outline or blueprint for its journey. And during this particular incarnation, your life plan includes people to meet, places to go, lessons to be learned, and fears and blocks to be overcome. Let's touch a little bit on the fears and blocks to be overcome. Those are actually the opportunities for self-mastery. So can we get to self-mastery without fears and without blocks? I would like to say yes and no. You know, yes, so many of us, I've heard beautiful stories of people reaching these levels of self-mastery without going through massive fears or major blocks. But if that's where they are in this lifetime, I do believe that they've conquered it and overcome it in the prior lifetime. So it's not so much that it's so necessary to have the fear and the block, but let's call it an obstacle. We're all faced with an obstacle course at one point in life that gives us that chance for self-mastery. So this is where it comes in, lessons to be learned and fears and blocks to overcome. All of this is included in the soul's blueprint. So your soul's life plan, it's not to say that it's carved in stone, because we all have free will. The beautiful thing is that we can change our mind. We can redirect our path. And so many of us for so long have been doing just that because we are not content, positive, or rooted on the path, or in the path, shall I say, that we have been on. And it's okay to do so. Changing the path is okay. Changing your mind is okay. it's still leading you to the same destination. However, if you're feeling discomfort in changing your path so often, or feeling like you cannot stay on your path, in order to hear from your soul and discover your soul's destiny, we're going to be touching on that as well. We're going to be talking about what are the distractions from the soul's purpose. So again, your soul's life plan is not carved in stone. You can change your mind, but it is still taking you to the same destination. And each destination is very individual, and we'll touch on that as well. So it simply acts to give your life a focus. Your soul's life plan is to give your life an individual focus. It allows for the full use of free will while ensuring that you follow the cues and signposts contained within it. However, learning to tune in to the cues is definitely a challenge in each lifetime. Clearing out the space, debris, retentions, and distractions that could be taking your attention away from hearing the plan and reading the blueprint that is contained within your soul. That is very essential to getting to the purpose, the individual purpose that your soul is containing for you. So as a psychic visionary and as a spiritual healer, my work involves uncovering the elements of a person's life plan to help them live a happier, more fulfilling, and more purposeful life. And the first thing that I look for is the age of the person's soul. So when I'm doing a soul reading, I'm doing a soul retrieval, or we're doing any type of spiritual work that is uncovering purpose that the soul contains, we're going to tap into the age of the person's soul. And this is extremely important because based on your soul's experience and number of incarnations, your soul's age speaks volumes about how you see the world. As an old soul, you'll notice you're less judgmental, more accepting, more socially and environmentally conscious than a lot of other people. So you're much more likely to identify yourself as spiritual rather than simply religious. Or you'll see the world in shades of gray rather than black or white. And your heart will go out to societies less advantaged, like the homeless and other people who are going through certain situations or positions in life that seem to take away their comfort, cause pain, or place them in any type of situation that they're desiring to break free, but they feel they do not have the tools. You will be a lot more susceptible, and you will be a lot more connected to what's going on around you. This is the symptoms of the older soul. This is the way the older soul is feeling and expressing vibrationally where it is at. So thanks to reincarnation, your soul is able to build each lifetime on the foundation of those that went before. So your talents and abilities are developed over many lifetimes. And when it comes to choosing a career path, or interest in other activities, you can simply look at the soul's past for clues on what it wants to work on now. So going into it again, maybe saying the same thing in a different way, the soul is carrying all of the information of every experience that you've had and why you have gone through those experiences that are making you who you are today, creating the desires in you that you have or do not have today. And once you tap into that, and once you discover these things about your individual soul, again, you're going to be able to get into that blueprint, and the soul is going to take you to your destiny. And some people might be listening to this saying, okay, so what is the destiny? If this is about the soul's purpose, what is the destiny? Each individual destiny is completely different, however, completely the same. That sounds pretty contradictive. Different in the path, but it is the same destination of enlightenment, love, and expansion to others. We're all here to help each other through ascension, reaching higher levels within this lifetime of healing and assisting others to heal, taking each other to the next level. Some people are doing that medically. Some people are doing that psychologically. Some people are doing that with animals. Some people are doing that through being physical therapists, emotional therapists, spiritual therapists. But each one of us are meant to connect to the next person, assisting expansion and healing. So as individual as we are, our soul's purposes, in one way or another, are always connected to each other. Now, to some of you, you're like, yeah, I already knew that. And some people might actually even be saying, but that's disappointing because that doesn't seem like it's all about me and what I want. But you will find that when you get to the center of being able to hear from the soul, you get to the very center of that place and that space that you can hear crystal clear, you will find that your absolute fulfillment will come from assisting mankind. It will come from assisting others because others are you. You are absolutely assisting yourself in that connection. So again, talents and abilities are developed over many lifetimes. And this is where we come to that place of choosing a career, even choosing a relationship. So reincarnation means you've had your past lives and you've collected experiences, talents, heartaches, self-mastery, disappointment, so many portions of yourself you have collected through these past lifetimes. And the more incarnations you've had, the greater level of compassion you'll carry into this lifetime. Your soul's journey is one that takes it from fear to love as it evolves over centuries and millennia of experience. So for those of you who are listening to the show right now, if you have any questions or you just want to talk about your experience from being able to hear from your soul, call in 319-527-2638. 319-527-2638. Or you can call in after the show at 815-893-4097, or go on to my site, Be Like David, EVIKOUR.com. I would love to hear from you. I love hearing the experiences of the listeners, and I have so many people who call me after a show and let me know that they didn't feel comfortable going on the air with some of their questions, and that's okay too. You can call me, you can email me also at redlotusq@gmail.com. For those of you who feel more comfortable communicating that way, I would love to hear about your experiences and answer your questions. So going back to the purpose of the soul. So for those of you who have done soul retrievals to find out this information. I've had so many people say, I've done soul retrievals, I've done shamanic journeys, and I'm still confused. What is the purpose of the soul? It's all about tapping into it and hearing. It does have the answer. The purpose of your soul, the purpose of your journey is evolving, elevating, assisting others to do the same. So after sources of lifetimes, old souls have learned important lessons about the sanctity of life. When you've been imprisoned, tortured, executed, treated poorly in past incarnations, you want to see a fairer, a more fair, more compassionate world. And you will come into this lifetime with that goal of assisting through compassion, assisting sometimes legally for the rights of others. So many people, if we've done past life regression and soul retrieval work, they have actually gone through lifetimes where they have been, as I said, tortured, executed, based on being accused for crimes of, could be witchcraft, being accused of things that they haven't done, or just being singled out because of their race or where they're from. And these are the souls that usually will come back with such a strong desire to serve, protect, and defend. And when we've gone through the past life regressions, tapped into what the soul has experienced, and that's the kind of lifetimes they've had, people will usually say, and you know, this is where I get this anger from, or this is where I get this fear from. But the beauty of this discovery is that once you see, if you've been in a lifetime where you have been mistreated and you have been subjected to something so horrific and painful, you have the opportunity to transmute that energy and use that very experience, changing fear, changing anger, and elevating it to the ability to help others, to reach their liberty, their freedom, to come up to that place for their self, that they will then extend it and help others. So old souls do not support the most severe punishments legally. They do not support drastic measures to make others see things in a certain light. And I'm not saying that all young souls do, but you will usually find, I've usually found, that when there are people with that type of severe vibrational frequency in them, they're usually a younger soul, a less evolved soul. They haven't had a chance to go through what they need to reach their personal levels of self-mastery. So your past life definitely creates who you are. And your soul chose your entire personality as part of your life plan before you were even born. It wants to make sure that who you are in this life would best suit your soul's goals. Your soul brings with it the traits and behavior, what I refer to as your soul type. So this is your soul type and influences that it feels will enhance its journey. Your soul type and influences are usually based on your function in the tribe many thousands of years ago. And that is something else that we uncover. Tribes, spiritual DNA, over the course and over the past and over the patterns that have been weaved into the spiritual DNA. Because even though physical DNA can change from lifetime to lifetime, the spiritual DNA remains the same. And that is because it is connected to the soul and containing all of that information. So back then, we all had a purpose. hunter types were physically active and had a clear mandate to do just what the name suggests, hunt, to ensure survival of their tribes. Caregivers were nurturing and caring, educators, leaders, and so on. So when we go into your soul's path and purpose and what it is that you've lived, where you've been, it may make sense to those of you listening to this who are caregivers or pursuing that or pursuing educating others and so forth. But it will also assist you in understanding if you have chosen a path that does not line up with your soul's purpose. Because so many of us have chosen paths that line up with what was expected of us, what would pay more, where we should be to fit into a certain society expectation, what it is that parents have wanted for us. So also when you find out, when you tap into the soul's experiences, not only can people find out why they're choosing what they choose, they can find out why we are unhappy in some of the choices we have made. And no matter how much you're applying yourself to a certain choice or situation, why you're not getting to where it is that you're trying to go. This can happen in a relationship. This can happen in so many portions of life. If what it is that you have chosen does not align with your soul type. And we're going to touch more on that when we come back after this short break.
The Soul Seat with psychic visionary Devi Kaur is where you'll discover how to awaken your soul, heal, and manifest. Are you searching for answers in all areas of life? Then have a seat and discover your life and soul's purpose. Whatever you're going through, Devi's here to help you find your way forward. The Soul Seat can be heard every Tuesday at 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, when you can call Devi to receive psychic answers and spiritual solutions right here on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Experience meditations intended to guide you deeper into the core of your being at Awakening Meditations, a weekend workshop with Rick Weinman. Rick has been a vehicle for accelerating spiritual evolution for almost 20 years, utilizing the divine energy and consciousness within the Vortex Healing lineage. Join him to create a space for true transformation to enter your life. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for Rick Weinman's Awakening Meditations Workshop, July 30th to August 1st at Omega in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn more at eomega.org.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Animal Connections with Laura Rowley is an intuitive show created for you to learn what it's like to talk to animals. Laura shares 20 years of experiences of being a pet psychic and healer every Friday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, media partner for the Omega Institute. Our beloved animals share our lives and have amazing insights into our well-being, providing us with opportunities for personal growth once we truly begin to listen. It's fun to use animal wisdom to enhance our emotional and spiritual world. Who better than our furry friends to teach us the wisdom born of unconditional love?
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back talking about the purpose of the soul. For those of you who are listening, feel free to call in at 319-527-2638. I got ahead of myself. For those of you who would like to call me after the show, 815-893-4097. And I'm going to be doing a complimentary soul reading where we're going to touch on the experiences of your past lives and your soul type. And we will be assisting you in aligning the influence of your soul's energy, what it is that you're carrying, what is your purpose and soul's blueprint. And the reason I say we, meaning you and I, we are going to do it together. Through any spiritual practice that I work with, when I'm working with a client, I cannot say it enough. The ultimate goal is to get you to hear from you, you to be able to tap into what you have. You have your answers. You contain your healing. You have your experiences. You are the key to your self-mastery. I would just like to be a catalyst for those who need that to be able to introduce you to that portion of you where you will get your answers and solutions. So when we left off, we were talking about people who have chosen a path that does not align with the soul. We were talking about soul types, the soul type of people who have been through traumas and people who have been hurt, executed, they come back, and it's all about the service of defending others, and it's about the service of protecting. We talked about the types of the soul types that have come back as caregivers, educators, and these types of leaders, and so on. So there are so many different experiences that are collected in the soul, and once you can hear from them, you're going to know why you are either successful in what you've chosen for your personal path or your career path, or you're going to know why it is that you are not personally fulfilled. So many people will say, well, I'm making money, but I'm just not fulfilled and not happy with what I'm doing. Or I can't make money doing this because I can't connect to it. Or I once was doing well financially with this, but now I'm not. And it's not that it's all about where you're at financially. However, when you cannot connect to something and it does not fit in with your soul type, that's usually a sign that you've chosen something that is out of the bounds of your vibrational influence. You're being influenced not vibrationally, but being influenced by the things that I have mentioned earlier, other people's choices for you. So the particular combination of soul type and influence you choose each time you come here is designed to help you achieve the lessons and missions that are part of your life plan. So knowing who you are and knowing who you were speaks volumes about why you're here. It's very important to know where you've been and who you are. And for those of you who do not believe in past lives, because there are many people who don't, even the experiences that your soul has endured in this life, it doesn't always have to be past life information that gives you your soul type. Even what you have gone through in this lifetime definitely leaves a very significant trace of your soul type. And uncovering that, unveiling that, and going into that is going to give you why you are here and why you have been challenged in certain areas of your life. Now, we've all been challenged in certain areas of our life. However, for those of you who feel like it's the same unwanted pattern and the same challenge that keeps presenting itself continually, there is a reason for that. And your soul has the answer to that. And we can definitely tap into that and have that understanding of what portion of your life is not aligning in your life plan. Whether that portion of your life is your career, whether that portion of your life is a family relationship, love relationship, connection or lack of connection that you have with a spouse, any portion of you that feels empty, incomplete, something is missing. No matter how far I go, I find myself having to stop and start over again, not reaching my finish line, not knowing what my finish line is, not knowing where I'm going. Or there's those of you who I know where I'm going and I'm doing everything to get there, and it just seems like I cannot get there. So that is, in my experience, undoubtedly an energy block that can be identified through understanding your soul type and your experiences. So we all reveal our soul's past through talents and the traits and behaviors that we manifest. We also exhibit much of our soul's trauma from other lives in the fears, phobias, limiting beliefs, and areas of physical weakness that we seem to be carrying. We carry them, and it seems to have no rational cause in this lifetime. There is always a reason that is connected to past lifetimes, in my opinion. But again, for the respect of those of you who do not believe that, you will even find the reasons why you're carrying the limiting beliefs and phobias that do not align with your soul type in this lifetime. You will find that. And some of you may find that it does exactly align with your soul type. So really what it comes down to is finding out if where you are is supporting your soul's mission and learning what is your soul type. Are you a defender? Are you a caregiver? And that will even rub off into personal decisions you make of the kind of love that you draw into your life. For example, when I've worked with people who are defenders, and there's more types, but a defender and caretaker are usually the two main ones, but there are others. But when I have worked with people who are the defenders, they usually find themselves in relationships that they are almost parental to the person that they are involved with, or feeling like they have to take on so many other aspects in that relationship other than being who they are in the relationship, meaning I am husband, I am wife, I am boyfriend, I am girlfriend. They wind up taking on wearing many hats, being brother, sister, mother, father, friend, and almost paying for what it is that that person has gone through at times. It's interesting how your soul type can actually, if you're not in touch with it, can actually lead you to acting out roles in other people's lifetimes that can almost hold them back or hold you back. So once you have this information, you can say, oh, so this is why I'm choosing to react this way or not react. And you can transmute that action, still, of course, honoring that soul type of defender or honoring that soul type of caregiver, but understanding where to apply that frequency. So a past life in which you were caused some type of physical pain. For example, I was working with someone who drowned in a past life. They would come back in this life with the symptoms of what had happened in that life. So the person I was working with who drowned in the prior lifetime, they're coming back in this lifetime afraid of deep water, not being able to swim, and having a lot of wheezing, asthma issues, a lot of bronchial issues. And once we got into that particular portion of what the soul was carrying, we were able to release that energy, cut that contract, identify what had taken place, and then he was able to hear from his soul, not the experienced, but the soul. So there's two types of tuning in that take place. One is where we tune into the experience, but the experience drowns out the soul. And then there is where we tune into the soul. The difference is the experience is taking over. We are just in that cycle of reliving what it is that has happened, playing it out in this lifetime, whether it is physical, whether it is emotional. But because we're doing that at such a high frequency, we are not able to hear from the soul and connect to the soul type, because we are living in the frequency of the soul experience. So in this way, the purpose of your soul is not being met. It's not being fed. It's not being edified. And the reason for that is frequencies of experiences can be too loud. And we can mistake experiences for purpose. So also, when we do a soul reading or any type of soul work, we also separate the purpose from the experience, even though the experience does support purpose. There's portions of it that can be too loud and create an interrupting frequency, a distraction from the purpose. And also, I would like to touch on distractions. What are distractions for the soul's purpose? There are three major distractions. One is unresolved karma. Two, negative energy retention. And three, abandonment of self. So for those of you who are listening, if you have a chance, I'd like you to write these three down. Number one, unresolved karma. Number two, negative energy retention. Number three, abandonment of self. So let's go a little bit into the unresolved karma. For people who are feeling like, again, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, I'm following my heart, I'm listening to myself, I'm meditating, I'm searching, why am I not getting to my soul's purpose? Why can't I hear from me? Sometimes it is unresolved karma. Sometimes there's karmic energy that we've brought in from the prior lifetime, and the vibration of that is so loud that we're not able to hear from the soul, at higher soul self. Your soul is actually the highest portion of you. And even though it's the highest portion, it's not the loudest portion. It is an energy that is there, can be tapped into, but you must listen to it sensitively. And unresolved karma can definitely create a distraction from that. and hear his how so. First, I would like to say that so many people do have the understanding of karma. You've done something bad, it's coming back to you. Yes, there is that type of karma, but that is not the only karma. Sometimes the karma that we are holding is the karma of a loved one, not allowing somebody to go through their experience, enabling them to be in a condition that does not serve their highest good. And by enabling that, whether it's in a prior lifetime or whether it is in this lifetime, we can carry the karma of that person, that unresolved issue, whatever it is that we enabled that person, that loved one, not to resolve. We are carrying it, and it becomes energetically our unresolved frequency and issue in our karmic space. Another type of karma is the karma in where there is something that you needed to finish that was definitely your duty and responsibility in present lifetime or prior lifetime, and it's something that you left incomplete, something you've walked away from, or have traded to go on to something else because that situation may have been too painful for you, and every time it's presented to you, you're avoiding it. So basically, karma can come from enabling others to be where they shouldn't be, and it can definitely come from, as we touched on, doing the things that you should not be doing, hurting others, but it can also definitely come from the space where you are not finishing what it is that you need to be finishing for your highest good, for your higher soul self. So yes, by doing wrong to yourself or neglecting yourself, that also creates karma. And a lot of us may not think about it that way. It's like, oh, I can identify with the negative karma if I've hurt someone else. But I'm here to tell you, hurting yourself or leaving yourself in a situation that you shouldn't be leaving yourself in can definitely lead to an unresolved karma. So unresolved karma does create that distraction. The other two we're going to be touching on as well, negative energy retention and abandonment of self. And both of these sort of line up with karma. And we are definitely going to be touching on those when we come back after this short break.
The Soul Seat with psychic visionary Devi Kaur is where you'll discover how to awaken your soul, heal, and manifest. Are you searching for answers in all areas of life? Then have a seat and discover your life and soul's purpose. Whatever you're going through, Devi's here to help you find your way forward. The Soul Seat can be heard every Tuesday at 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, when you can call Devi to receive psychic answers and spiritual solutions right here on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Fortify your life with strength, healing, and love by embracing and being embraced in Shamanic Circle. Join ceremonial leader Brant Sikunda for an Indigenous Wechal Shamanism Weekend Workshop, where you'll experience sacred rituals to empower your life. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for Indigenous Wechal Shamanism July 30th to August 1st at Omega in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn more at eomega.org.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD/ND. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back. We've been talking about the soul's purpose. And we touched on before the intermission distractions from soul's purpose, unresolved karma. We're now about to go into negative energy retention. So the negative energy retention, it lines up with karma as well, but on its own, negative energy retention can be from, again, experiences that have not been released. For an example, like low self-esteem in this life, it can be tracked back to a life in where you were treated as worthless, gone through slavery, which creates feelings of powerlessness and a resistance to being controlled, that can sort of be summed up in the phrase, don't tell me what to do. So if you're retaining that experience and it has not been filtered out, or it doesn't have to be, that was just an example. If you're retaining any type of experience that you have not healed from, that has left you angry, left you feeling powerless. Anger and feeling powerlessness are the two most retained energies. Now, they do not always come out like that. They can basically manifest as sadness, depression, but the root of those retentions is usually coming from being treated worthless and experiencing powerlessness in a present lifetime or a past lifetime. So that retention, the vibration of those retentions, can definitely create distraction from the soul's purpose. And then let's go to abandonment of self. So many times we have abandoned self. Everybody at some point has abandoned their self, whether it was taking care of a sick parent, taking care of any sick loved one, fulfilling duties of family, doing whatever it is that we feel is so important, whether we're doing it absolutely with all of our heart and love, or doing it searching for some type of acceptance, or doing it for both, whatever the reason is, we have all been at a place where we are totally spreading ourselves as thin as we can and abandoning what it is that we need. Now, in that situation, the vibrational frequency of others that is around you, that is the frequency that is creating the distraction from the soul's purpose. It becomes so loud, you can't even hear your own desire. Some of you might not be being able to hear the simple desire. I'm hungry. I'd like to see a movie. I'd like to talk to a friend. I'd like to go get a manicure. Whatever it is, you cannot even hear your simplest desire, because the first thing that you hear is the person who is in need, even if they're not with you. I must do this because this is what is needed of me. So in that self-abandonment, when the frequency of others becomes so loud, you start to associate the fulfillment of these duties with your soul's purpose. See, your soul is always searching for meaning. It has a meaning, and it's still searching to connect to meaning. It's searching to connect to its purpose and path. Now, it's there, and it knows what it is, but it's not always connected to it. And that is because it is your job, and it is your portion of the journey to be able to be still enough at some portion to connect to what it is that the soul is containing. A fundamental aspect of living the life that your soul intended is finding meaning. So for an old soul, what you do in this life has to give you a sense of purpose. But what creates that sense of purpose is a very individual thing. So what works for one person could be meaningless to the next. One person might feel deeply satisfied working for hospice care, while the other might be a person that would hate every minute of it. But you will not be able to hear that if you are in that frequency of abandonment of self or the distraction of unresolved karma, the distraction of negative energy retention. So for each and every one of you who are listening to this, I will say it again, you're carrying your answers. Your soul knows exactly what your purpose and your mission is. I would love to assist you in being able to hear from your soul so that you can start living in your purpose, in your path, being in the present, and being able to hear crystal clear from your soul. And for those of you who would like to give me a call after the show for your complimentary soul reading, please do so at 815-893-4097. And we have a few minutes left. You can call in and share your thoughts, experiences, or ask your questions at 319-527-2638. Or go on to my site, devicore.com. That's D like David, E, V like victory, I, KOUR.com. If you'd like to email me, you can do so at redlotusq@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. So for those of you who would like to email me, my next show is going to be about answering questions, your personal questions. I won't have to say your name. I'll just read your questions and answer you. So feel free to send in your questions, and you will hear them answered on the air. I look very forward to that. And going back to the purpose of the soul, what is it that you are here to do? You are definitely here to love, heal, expand, and assist. Now, that assistance and that expansion and that healing may look different for each and every one of us. So as individual as we are, is as the same as we are, and vice versa. But hearing from your soul and tapping into the collection of experiences that you have had is going to let you know why you are fulfilled doing what you're doing or why you are not fulfilled in doing what you're doing, why it is that you can have fulfillment in your relationships or why you feel there is something missing in your relationships. This will let you know where you are and how it is that you got here and where it is that you are meant to go from this space and from this portion. So I'd like to go over also with you a few symptoms of being blocked from being able to hear from your soul. Anxiety is a huge one. So many people will tell me, I cannot meditate because if my eyes are closed for too long, I feel like I just want to jump up and come out of it. Or I have so many thoughts that are interrupting it because I have so much anxiety. You know, anxiety is definitely one of the symptoms that you are not able to tune in. It creates that inability. And a lot of times people will think, you know, even if I have distractions, I can hear from myself. I know what it is that I'm meant to be doing, and I'll get through it. But if you're not feeling fulfilled, you're definitely not where you're meant to be. Or it is that you're meant to be where you are in a different way. So anxiety is the one in where there is something extremely unsettled or unfinished in the soul. And that one usually connects to the unresolved karma. And going into the next symptom, it would definitely be anger. Anger, I mean, everybody does get angry. The type of anger that I'm touching on is the one that makes you tune out. You don't even want to let people finish what they're saying because you feel you know where it's going. You don't want to hear that. You're willing to shut it out before you even know, give them that opportunity to finish their sentence. That anger is definitely coming from the negative energy retentions that can create that distracting frequency. And then one of the symptoms that is the most common is exhaustion, being completely exhausted. And that one usually, that symptom usually comes from the abandonment of self. And that symptom is definitely letting you know that you're having frequencies that are interrupting you from hearing from your soul. So for those of you who would like to call in, our show is about to end. Feel free to give me a call after the show, 815-893-4097. Feel free to call after the show, and I would love to go into a soul reading with you, tapping into your purpose and your path. Thank you so much for tuning in. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Soul Seat with psychic visionary Devi Kaur, addressing your spiritual heart and soul's purpose. The Soul Seat can be heard every Tuesday at 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, where you can call Devi to receive psychic answers and spiritual solutions right here on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Till next time, love and light. Namaste.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.